teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the
good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is James Martinez. I am filling in today. I know John Stadtmiller is out in the field, but today this will give me a chance to talk to you guys solo here about yesterday's events and other issues that are pertinent to you guys. I know that I got quite a bit of email yesterday after yesterday's show, and I suggest everybody, if you're just catching this today, I know it's Friday, you want to sit down with your friends and family or whomever and listen to yesterday's show. We had Brad Daly on, and we had some of Brad Daly's clients, and Brad Daly's with Court Mediation Services, and also some of his clients came on and gave some testimonial on how they went through the process with him and it's successful and so forth. So all of you want to definitely check into that and tune into it and go back to it as well. One of the things I will let you know also is that in the next week or so, you're going to see me sending little reminders out for people that when there's special guests coming on that you want to hear live, those will be announced prior to their arrival, of course. I am looking into also booking some more mainstream Hollywood people here. I've been in negotiations with agents and publicists and so forth, and it's interesting to hear the reaction from people here in Hollywood about this particular show because of the danger factor involved. The danger factor being, of course, the truth. Of course, for a lot of people, the truth isn't always the best thing, especially in the midst of the whole, your whole other reality is reinforcing you that what I'm saying isn't true at all. So, what I've had is quite a few discussions with agents and publicists, and issue thus far has been, we're going to look into that. We're going to get back to you. It sounds interesting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But which is typical when you talk to agents and publicists and so forth, because as all of you know, success in Hollywood and associations with companies. Listen, I tried to get, I spoke to Robin Leach's associate because he appeared in that movie that we had on a couple weeks ago. We interviewed the director of Maxed Out, and some of the people in there, Robin Leach was involved. And of course, you know, everybody remembers him from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and his whole situation there. So his perception of wealth, as well as being in a movie like that, which is about no wealth, it's about debt, of course would have been pertinent. But his agents said it would be a conflict of interest, believe it or not, since he's on another radio network. So, which that type of stuff to me is totally stupid, because sometimes you have to go beyond your own selfish dollar amounts and do the right thing. And I don't care who you're working for, what company, where you are, sometimes you've got to take the next step to make things better. So we're going to take a break now. We'll be back with more on cash flow in just a moment.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, everybody, good afternoon. I'm back. This is James Martinez and John Stettmiller. As I mentioned earlier, John is out in the field today. He'll be back on Monday. But now, this gives me a chance also to address all of you, because a lot of you that have emailed and called in and you've expressed interest in changing your lives, I must tell you, after today's or yesterday's show, there's really no excuse now. I mean, I've been dealing with the debt issue for almost 7 years with people all over the country, and let me tell you, yesterday's show was extremely important for everybody to listen to, because there's never been a time where it's easier now to address your debt issues, your alleged debt issues, shall we say, and turn them over to somebody else to handle that, as he mentioned, with his particular process and his company that's called Court Mediation Services. So make sure you check that out. But now, more importantly, the most important part that I want to mention to all of you, that I emphasize, and I keep saying this continually, and you will always hear me say this, is that the whole credit card business is based on suggestion, it's kind of the Bible for hypnosis, actually, to suggest something. They suggest when they give you a credit card agreement that they're going to be loaning you money, when actually they're not loaning you anything. And what happens is that suggestion you accept by your signature, monetizes that particular signature on that contract, now becomes something for the bank to monetize, and therefore creating cash out of thin air, and thereby you going out and thinking that you actually have something. So now they've suggested something to you that you actually don't have. So you've taken on that from the very beginning, but not only in that way, but you've taken it on from the media assault as well as the creation of your need to spend when you want it now. It's kind of like instant gratification, a credit card. If you can't afford it right now, but you put it on the card, well, of course, you have it now. But really, as we mentioned earlier, it alters somebody's psychological timeline completely and starts screwing with their life sooner or later when everything becomes tomorrow. So I've told people in Los Angeles here about this particular issue, and a lot of them know it, but they don't know what to do about it, and they don't know how to address it. But more importantly, they don't feel the need to change their lives so that they're not using credit cards at all. Now, what is the difference between somebody that does do the change and the person that doesn't do the change at all? The person that stays in gridlock, they know they have a problem, they know there's an exit strategy, they know they're going to have to change something within themselves, yet they don't do it. The door to the prison is open, the key is open, the warden is saying, come on this way, you're out of here, you're free now. And like I mentioned earlier, and John mentioned too as well, the Shawshank Redemption psychological state. I mean, I am personally probably going to contact the people that published the DSM-4, which is the psychological manual for the psychiatric community, because of the fact that this is a crisis in consciousness first. That's very important that you understand that, because it all started inside of you, because you guys didn't create all this stuff. It was suggested to you. You took it, and society reinforced it, and you bought it. You paid for it in your head, and now most of you are in debt. The whole country's in debt. We owe everybody. It's completely out of control. So one of the reasons, like, I wanted to create this show was psychological engineering, to take the bad and turn it into good. Look, you heard from a guy yesterday that was on the air, that completely was working for the other side, and eventually couldn't sleep well at night knowing what he'd been doing to people's lives. And he was continuing to reinforce the massive amounts of debt that we have in our society. So he changed. You can change. Now, a lot of you know that is a lot easier than you think, because of people out there like Tony Robbins, shall I say. I'm using his as an example because people spend enormous amounts of money to change their lives with him, yet they don't understand what's really going on and why it works and what technology he's using and so forth. So some of those technologies I've implemented on people that have gotten into the program because they need to start thinking about wealth. This is the cash flow show, not the cash flow stop or the cash flow no-go. This is to reframe your existing of financial psychological state and reframe it and put it in a new picture in your mind where you're actually attracting wealth, and you're doing it in a way where you're not using a system that doesn't work for you or anybody else. And a lot of you I know out there are cash and carry. It's not an easy thing to do when society's telling you you're a loser for using cash in commercials made by Visa. And other credit card companies are using old psychological patterns. Like, there's one running with American Express and John McEnroe and the coach that was in the Wimbledon final. And what they're doing is way back then, when I was living in Europe and that took place, there was a heated rage and fest argument back and forth with these two on the playing field, and it kind of made John famous, John McEnroe. So American Express decides to come along, and they're going to take that free frame, and now they're going to make it friendly. Oh, we're happy now. We're older now. We're wiser now. We're richer now. And what does that have to do with American Express? American Express cards. Why do they use that psychological technique? What are they getting out of it? What are they triggering inside of you? All of those things, they spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to produce, direct, and insert into the media. So you have to understand what it is that's going on, because for those of you that haven't found this particular show yet or been referred to it, you don't realize that a lot of commercials, once a product is out, they do more commercials to reinforce and trigger old behavior patterns so that they can keep the gravy train of debt going on and on and on. And if that needs using celebrities, it means modality shifts emotionally in commercials. All of this stuff plays a part in each of your financial lives, especially when you're using credit cards. So it's always good to, when you're watching these commercials and you're at home with your friends or whatever, just sit back, relax, and take a look at what they're actually selling, what it is they're doing. They're not really selling anything. They're reinforcing something that's already there and trying to get you to do it more. Kind of like all of us have, you know, heard the door opening, and as soon as a certain voice comes out, whether it's our parents, our friends, or whatever, that voice triggers us. All those neuroassociations are the things that have kept you in debt and keep you in debt, because a lot of you know what's going on. You know you want to change. You know you're listening to the show. You want to get rid of it, yet you don't move. You're stuck. You're in stuck states after years and years and years. And people spend a lot of money. In L.A., I can tell you for sure, it's like close encounters of the bizarre kind in the psychological community, because there's people out here that make loads of money and there's people out here that make no money. So you have these two variables in mindset. But wealth is it's a mindset. And I mentioned this to John when I originally pitched this idea to do this show with him, is that this show should give you the truth about credit cards, but it should also give you liberate your consciousness so that you can go into a more prosperous modality of thinking for your future, because this country of ours is changing drastically. And I know as well as you that Ron Paul is he is the man that you want to back, and this show backs him. I back him. Ron Paul is willing to step up to the plate for all of you and do the things that he's mentioned, like the deal with the banks, the IRS, getting the Constitution back in the mainstream so people understand what their freedoms are. All of that ties into this particular credit card thing, because really they decided, since they can't essentially pass law which says they can control your mind, they're going to legislate consciousness through a much, much, much more insidious, dark system via the credit card to control your mind. That is the truth right there. So, and why do I say that? Because a lot of you are media casualties that I speak to on the phone here, because of your conditioning from the past. And a lot of this, making this big change to eliminate credit card debt and move into a more prosperous type of thinking, is very difficult for people. Believe it or not, it's much more easier to be looking in the rearview mirror backwards and being reinforced by TV, media, and everything, and stay in debt than for some reason moving forward. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, a lot of it I've just mentioned to you already, but changing this course of your life requires a major shift in thinking, and this show is the first in history that's going to address that and incorporate it into the credit card industry and how it functions and what it does to you and what happens the moment you start to make those shifts and you understand that the alleged debt that you have really didn't exist in the first place. But the numbers, when you look at the bill, they trigger things inside of you that a lot of times can be really self-destructive to your health, self-destructive to your family, self-destructive to your relationships, all of that. So this thing and this show and John's effort in mind to take this to the higher level nationally will get done sooner or later. It's being worked on now. I'm essentially have meetings set up coming up here between the 7th and the 9th in California here regarding this particular show. So for those of you that I didn't give out the call-in number, if you want to call in, please do. The telephone number is 1-800-313-9443. Give me a shout there. I was actually yesterday after the show, I went and had lunch with somebody from the industry and talked about the show, somebody quite big, and I'll get to more into that as soon as we get back from this break.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okie dokie, this is James. I'm back. Okay, I want to finish off where I started there. I was sitting having lunch with one of the notable entertainment reporters that you see every night on TV, and she invited me out, and I was like, okay, all right. And then, of course, I wanted to, after listening to her drama, I wanted to address something else, and then, of course, she addressed it for me, and she goes, well, so how's the radio show going? And I said, well, it's growing rapidly. And, but this is a particular woman that has no idea in the world or really understands, what in the hell I'm talking about. So, I wasn't going to explain it to her there because she was actually getting ready to leave to go, interview Tom Cruise and Robert Redford for, I guess they premiered their movie yesterday on Sunset Boulevard. And, she said something really interesting to me before she left. She goes, well, you know, Tom is always there before. He never shows up on time. He's a little bit before. He's very precise and he's very professional. And it's, you know, very, very precise, like all the time. And I'm only going to get three questions. And she explained the whole thing to me. And I said, don't you think that's ridiculous? Can't people just relax a second? He goes, no, it's all about money. It's all about money, huh? Okay. All right. Okay. So it is all about money then. All right. Well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, because, you know, people have a certain amount of time and a certain amount of effort. And I said, well, you know, what do you mean it has to do with money? So I wanted to get her, explain her feelings about money, not what he was doing, her feelings associated with it. Because after I finished up and she goes, well, I invited you out. I insist on paying. And, I see a some on the left hand there's cash, in the right hand there's plastic. And I just want to watch what happens when she pays. I'm like, okay, all right, let's see what the move is going to be. All right, and of course she goes for the card. And I'm like, okay, why did that happen? I know you have enough cash for this. We didn't eat at Spago's or anything, so it didn't cost like 50 grand. So what are you doing that for? And she just looked at me, and she started laughing, and she took the card back and then paid with cash. So there you go. I didn't even have to say anything, and she already knew what the issues were, but yet the trigger goes off to the plastic. Now, my question is, when you don't need it and you have it right in your hand, why would you go for the plastic? I mean, I know the answer to that, but a lot of you do that out there, and you don't need to because of this crisis that we're in now. So you got to make sure that if you have cash, feel what it's like. If you recall, weeks ago I mentioned on the air with John that I dare anybody to just use cash over the weekend. Just 2 days. You're going to go do your thing with your family or go to the movies, dinner, friends, travel. Do cash all the way, and I want to hear what it's like for you guys. And, of course, I got no emails and no phone calls about that. Of course not. So my question is it because you just forgot? You couldn't do it? You just didn't have the money at all, so you're borrowing still, which is what I would sense probably would be the case. And if so, if you did have the money, why didn't you use it cash-wise? That's my question for you. And it's something you need to think about internally because a lot of people get confused when I get into the psychological issue, but confusion is always the doorway to understanding because here, this is a place for, to think new ideas and new ways of doing things that are healthy for you than what the ones that society is, kind of put and stuck into your central nervous system so that you guys are just like walking around like zombies. I wasn't joking when I said that they're trying to digitize consciousness. That's exactly what they're doing. If you look at the Visa commercial real closely, and that's the one where everybody's in a shopping mall, of course, spending, of course, all detached, all the actors in the background are just like ants, essentially, going to their destination, robotic behavior, no expressions on their face, going towards a destination. Like they're going to spend, essentially, is what the message is. And then what happens is people coming down the elevators and they say Visa is everywhere you want to be. Everywhere you want to be. Everywhere? Are you sure everywhere? Again, that's a suggestion. And then they suggest again as people are paying for things, consuming, they'll if you look at the actors, all the acting is very robotic. So that they're trying to make you efficient at using those cards. And then of course some guy uses cash and it's frowned upon, by peer pressure, by the person behind the till. Like, how dare you do that? So all of those things, they know that about you already. It's not that they're trying to show you something new. They know that you're already doing that. So they spend millions of dollars trying to reinforce that. It's everywhere you want to be. Well, everywhere and that you want to be. So all that stuff, they play into the game, not only in the U.S., but all over the world. Because I'm getting an email from England. I've got an email from South America, Australia. People that are listening to this as they're watching the financial changes occur all across the globe, but mostly in the U.S. here because we're kind of being sold off piece by piece. But and the important thing to remember, and I want to get back to this, is I said this is the cash flow show. Flow, I didn't make up that name because we were running around names in the very beginning, but flow tends to suggest that you're in a flow. When you're in a flow, there's not a lot of resistance. Things are very easy, and that's the way they should be. And we're going to get into that and what I mean by that and why we call it that right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them on to sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Okie dokie, we are back. This is James. For those of you that have just caught wind of this now or just listening, John is out for the day. He shall return on Monday. Meanwhile, this has given me a chance to introduce some new things that you haven't thought about before in relation to the credit card business, how it affects you, and moreover, the things that you can monitor as you're going throughout your daily lives. And I'm also going to address my I wouldn't call them my competition because there wouldn't be a competition if this was a national show right now. I can guarantee you that right now. And I'll explain what I mean by that. The situation with the economy now and with individual freedoms, with credit card issues, debt in general, everybody has heard of Oprah Winfrey, obviously. She's probably one of the most influential people in TV of all time, hence the word influential. On her show, she's covered just about every topic that you could ever have, but most of the shows have to do with kind of self-development or healing or something better than you were the next day. And she's addressed financial issues and so forth with people on there. And one of the people that was on there, who she developed and got a deal with, actually made her career, is Susie Orman. And I said Susie Orman, I mean, I'm talking about, she did have a career before Oprah. I'm just saying saying that her career drastically shifted, as most people's do, after their appearance on her show. Of course, she's got several published books out there on finance and the credit card industry, but the truth of the matter is, and I will say this on TV, I will say it on radio, I will say it forever, she is betraying you because she's not giving you the entire truth of what is really going on with the credit card business and the banks in the United States. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's going on, she's doing a disservice. Though she's making $1 million with her contracts, as you well know, she was kind of exposed, I believe, in Maxed Out the movie, how and why her show is doing so well, and for what reasons, because it's partially financed by one of the credit reporting companies that I think she's on MSNBC. I know it's not CNN, but it's one of those. And she's got her own show, and of course she's got published books and so forth. Now, although that's very good because it works and reinforces the problem, and the banks are very happy for it, and they pay her well for it. And then, of course, so Oprah started that. Now, one of the things when you watch that show, that everybody has sponsors, and she deals with big business and has budgets and so forth. But Citibank happens to be the one of the biggest advertisers on there. And what's interesting to me is the Oprah Winfrey Show is brought to you by Citibank. Beat, tonality shift, live richly. Okay. All right. That's a command. It's a command and a suggestion from one of the most influential people in the United States. And she gets a lot of money for that. Now, I don't think Oprah knows what's going on because she's in a completely, totally different reality financially than every one of us listening. So she may not even be aware of how she's damaging the rest of us because of her ignorance. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I know she's done a lot of great things for everybody, charity-wise, all over the world. But this particular one, this show, is addressing the center of the dis-ease, stuff that is stressing us out, the debt and all that. So when I see her using advertising like that and putting people like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman on, I know she doesn't know what they're talking about. And both those individuals are in radio and they're in TV and they're doing very well and they're and getting paid very well to lie to you and reinforce the trauma that all of you have gone through with the existing debt. Now, I know some of you out there are saying, well, she's got great advice and she's a good financial advisor, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I understand that. And I think what they do as far as advising on finances can be good. But if you're leaving out part of the information, then you're not, for me, you just get an F for that. Because you need to know the entire information before you can address the situation, overcome and fix it. For instance, if I give you a manual on how to fix the engine of your car when it breaks down, but I left out 40 pages, that's not going to work, is it? No, obviously not. So when these people go on Oprah and they're financial wizards, and I haven't seen anybody in the big media world talk about the truth with the banks. Donald Trump would never, of course, but I think he would, even private. The gentleman that wrote Rich Man, Poor Man, Kiyosaki, I believe his last name is. He's big out there financially. And then Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, of course. All of these people are reporting to you the fiction of the made-up reality and the true reality. They don't really want you to know because obviously they're going to be have problems when I show up, because I will, at a certain point, I will address this with the Oprah Winfrey Show. I will address this with the Susie Orman Show. I will address this with the Dave Ramsey Show. And I will address it with another guy who I can't think of that's, I think he's on MSNBC, that does some financial consulting on the market or something like that. Because originally this plan and this concept was put into place because I wanted to get two different perspectives. John is from a completely different area and time than I am. I grew up all over the world, and I work in a business that's totally nuts. But it's highly creative, and people are very passionate about certain things, and a lot can get done that's really good. So both of us got two different lives, yet a bridge brought us together and has bonded us together with something that's very, very, very important to everybody. And the beauty of this show is all of your experience can be unified and build bridges between people instead of barriers. And those bridges can be found in a way where you can get rid of and change your thoughts and build your new life, eliminate the credit card alleged debt that you have, and move forward and now start manifesting abundance and start changing your consciousness so that you can live in a cash and carry lifestyle without having to worry and be controlled by this credit report. Now, a lot of people that I have worked with in the past, they eliminate all their credit card debt. It comes behind them. They don't get calls anymore, and then they're going to clean up their credit reports and do things like that. Now, that's great, and it's okay to clean up your credit reports, but remember, that's just a tool. I wouldn't even – once you've got your credit scores back into the place where they want to be, I would keep them there and just – continue to be cash and carry completely without having to deal with all the problematic issues of, you know, getting another card and staying in that game, because it's a complete total waste of time. As you know, we had Truman Weatherly on here a couple days ago, and he is the director of corporate charity for the Safe Harbors Foundation in Marina Del Rey, California. And he was talking about a gentleman where he missed a payment by one day, and his interest rate went all the way up to 32%. From after being a very loyal and faithful customer, which means nothing, by the way, to them. Absolutely, totally nothing. So whatever pats on the back you've given yourself for that, reframe it and pat yourself on the back for discovering that you've found a new way of dealing with things today, right now, on this show. Because they really do have no interest in your story. I know all of you, sometimes when you call in and I've talked to people on the phone, they'll begin to apologize to me for all the things that have happened to them and why they're in debt, which just means, just to me, it's just like a media casualty shows up before me and then I interact with it. And I'm really not talking to the person, I'm talking to the reaction of the person. So it takes me a while to actually get through internally to the person to find out what it is they want to do and why did they even call. Meaning, you want to change your life? You're sure you want to change your life? Well, okay. Well, what would it be like if you had no debt? And I'd obviously elicit them to get a response, because a lot of you can't even imagine being in a life where you have cash in your pocket at all times and you just use a card for emergencies, essentially, basically. You know, if you got to rent a car, if you got to get a plane ticket, you have it. Done, but you never use it. A lot of you can't even conceive of that. Now, I'm telling you, you need to suggest to yourself that it's possible, because you have to see it internally in your psyche before you're ever going to get any manifestation in the outer world that this is working for you. Because you need to start running your own brain instead of somebody else running your brain. There was a book written called Change Your Mind and Keep the Change. It was written by Steve Andreas, actually. And I always laugh about that, because change is an ambiguity. So a lot of people say, well, here's your change. Here's the money. Here's your change. Do you want your change back? Do you want your change? The money that you hold in your hands, that change, you know, makes sounds. Do you want that change back? Do you want a change in your life? You understand what I'm doing here? That is a ambiguity that's placed in certain contexts with other language that helps you look at your life in a better way. You cannot create a debt-free life without making some type of change and moving ahead with that. So some of the first things that people need to do is they need to start asking themselves better questions, because I've spoken to some people on here that have the worst internal dialogue about themselves in the entire world. They're almost pre-suicide. I can tell they're on medication. They're extremely stressed out. They feel guilt-ridden. They've had pressure from the family and all that other stuff. And when they find out, you know, that the debt doesn't actually exist, and then I can prove that to them, then all of a sudden they're in a place where they don't understand. Then they're in nowhere. So they've suddenly gone from, years of being in a certain behavior modality, and I suggest to them that the debt doesn't exist, and then they're in nowhere, and then I've got to quickly suggest to them the possibility of leaving a debt-free lifestyle and getting on with their dreams and pursuing something fun. In other words, motivated in another direction by usually people are away motivated or forward motivated. Away motivated means that fear runs you. You better not do this or this will happen. You better have your insurance paid this amount or else this is going to happen. That motivates people. And another way it motivates people is, well, we're going to feel safer and better because all our bills are paid and our insurance is paid and I'm going to go have fun with my children now or whatever it is. That's a different strategy. So all of those things you need to look at and ask yourself. And I'm going to ask you those things if you call me. Because if you're calling me and you're emailing me, it's because you want some change or you want further information. Because all of you have certain filters that you've made up through this, that the banking industry and the mail industry and the media and all that stuff has influenced you on your filters of how you perceive reality. And then suddenly, some of you may be referred here, and that suddenly that reality is radically different than most media out there, guaranteed. I mean, I don't listen to all the shows on here, but I listen to some of them, and definitely, if you found this location, you're a free thinker and you're asking questions and you're suspicious, which is great. I love that. So anybody who questions authority in this society is one step closer to being a much happier, peaceful person. But again, the emphasis here is cash flow, manifestation, taking one behavior or an experience that's inside of you, because it's just an experience, and then reframing it with a better experience that works longer term, and you can move towards your dreams and your pursuits and your goals, whatever they may be. Because I've spoken to people that have eliminated hundreds of thousands of credit card debt in the past with other systems way before this radio show even came to be. And some people would fall right back into the place they were before and get about 5 cards and, oh, I got it under control. I only got 10 grand in debt or whatever. But that doesn't work either, because now you're reframing back into the original behavior. So I know we got a caller from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I think, or Missouri. Bob, go ahead. Bob, you there?
You were close, Michigan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not bad. Got a question.
Uh-huh.
How do you exactly go about this? Is there a charge or?
Yeah, there is a fee for it. What you want to do is to get further information. What I've got now is I will send you, if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, I will send you an attachments. Make sure you check your junk mail folder, because sometimes it goes in there. I've been having some problems electronically, Bob. So if I send an email and I say I'm going to do it, I do it, and then the person doesn't get it because it goes in their junk mail folder. But I'm going to list in my response to you a telephone number that I have as well, which will give you a 12-minute overview of precisely what the process is for eliminating your credit card debt. And it's based upon yesterday's show, Bob. So if you have a chance, listen to yesterday's show as well as emailing me, and I'll make sure that you get that.
Okay. I caught just the last couple minutes of yesterday's show, so I will go back and re-listen
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're totally anonymous here, so how much alleged credit card debt do you think you have at the moment?
Actually, I don't have any. It's a friend of mine.
Good.
Does,
okay. Uh-huh. Good, good. Are you a new listener, or you were referred here? What happened? How'd
no,
you find
I'm not us? A new listener. I've been around RBN for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Okay, well, I want to thank you for referring that guy. Because every time you do a favor like that, you're helping yourself and helping everybody else out as well. So it's a total win-win.
Okay, it's gmail.com.
Getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. All right, that's correct.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
All right, Bob, have a great weekend. All right, so this is the magic of this. The magic of this is the unification of this particular issue. I don't care if you know or somebody else knows. Everybody's got this particular issue, and it's the more of you that take action, and the more of you that address the situation head on, the way, way easier it is to deal with. In the past, I'd run conference calls where I'd have 30 people on the phone, and I'd be going through the process And they'd be isolated in their own hometown. And I'd say, you know, get on this call and all of you can talk about the issues, because they all thought the issue, it was all about them. It was against them. Like, they, B of A is coming after me. And I'm like, no, there's nobody behind a desk that's like seen about trying to, deal with your issue. There's just people that are sending out paper to thousands and thousands right now that, all of you get the same stuff. Some of you are in collection right now. Some of you, your accounts may be charged off already. All the mail that you get, everything that's sent out all over the United States has been sent out before. There's nothing original to the letters at all. There's nothing original to all the lawsuits either. Now, lawsuits are not going to be an issue that any of you are going to have to deal with individually now ever again. I'm merely bringing this up as a tool so you understand that this is not just directed at you. The debt collection machine, it is a machine and it has certain parts to it. Those parts are a lot of times now the collectors are electronic, so that when they call you up and they're looking for money, they don't even have a person call you. They don't even want to get a person involved, so they're just having somebody call you electronic and you get an electronic voice. That's real nice, isn't it? Okay, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Okie dokie, we are back. This is James Martinez. I know some of you are getting in here late. We're getting ready to start the weekend. For those of you who come on now or are getting ready for the next show after this, John was out today. He will be back on Monday. Thanks, Bob, for calling in. Appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody that's doing their part out there, especially that's in students. They're in university that are having to deal with this problem. We are counting on you guys to a certain extent in terms of getting the colleges involved in the United States, and in fact, that is where we're going to be headed first, because I don't think any parent in the world would like their child to be assaulted by a credit card company and put into a trap. And that is where we address not only the student, not only the parent, but the facility in which parents are paying college tuitions, where they expect their child or their significant other or whatever to be in an environment that's in a learning institution, not where it's, I know colleges are business, everybody, I understand, I went to them, but this is not a business that the credit cards are doing. It's far beyond that. It's a form of rape. It's a form of assault on the spirit of who you are, your entire being. It's an assault on your consciousness. It's an assault on the people that are friends with you, that you may be in relationships with, because of this this particular thing of what happens. Now, I know a lot of people have their own particular faiths and whatnot, but to me, at the heart of the whole matter is, I didn't come into this world to be betrayed by somebody that says they're offering me a service and using me as like a battery pack to fill their pockets up till the end of time so they can go and destroy the planet with all the money and all the power and everything they own, and we just become walking zombies. I didn't sign up for that. I know none of you did either. And there are many, many, many reasons for you to get rid of your credit card debt, even if it's a small amount now. Even if it's $3,000 or $4,000, it's all relative. You should definitely make the shift. Go ahead. Feel free to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. If you need to call, please do. You can call 877-331-0626. That will get to me on my office here direct. And if I miss your call, please leave me your name, number, and your email address so I can contact you if necessary, so that we can go ahead and move forward and get this issue taken care of for in your life. Also, for those of you that are in various cities all over the United States, here in LA, I don't care where you are listening, please tell your friends about Ron Paul. Everybody. It's really important. This show reinforces what he says, and he reinforces this show. I will back him up 100%, and I know what he's saying having to do with the banks is central to what I'm saying and getting that under control. So all of you, don't live a life of stress and not pursuing what you want, because you have to, every time you go out, you got to think about your credit card issue and how you're going to survive and how you're going to feed your kids and how you're going to go to school, how, looping that around like a maniac in a cage. Those days can end, okay? New things can happen. A better tomorrow is on its way. So everybody, thanks for listening. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Take care, everybody.